Well, that's what we put our focus on at the beginning of the year, is the end of the season and playing that. So I think you do what you focus on, and we try not to get too high or too low during the regular season. And now into the district play, that's where games really matter. So that's what we try to focus on, and our kids do an excellent job of buying into that mindset, and it paid off tonight.
Definitely did. 40-28 again, the final. It looked like you jumped out early. Couple of touchdowns, and then just kind of stretched it out, and then maybe South Harrison came back late. Offensively, what were the Hornets doing that got that early lead?
We ran the football. We ran it well. We did an excellent job in holding them out of the end zone, and I think it was on the 5-yard line on their opening drive, and then on one play, Sawyer Morrow took it for 95 yards and a score, and we had some momentum there in the first quarter. We kind of lost it there in the second quarter. They put some 6 points on the board in the second quarter, so 14-6 going into half, and then we came out in the second half and played really well.
And I know South Harrison, given their options, they want to run the football, and they do it fairly well. And they must have came back somewhat late in the game, because I think you were up pretty good earlier. What did you do to shut down that running game, Lentikem and crew?
We knew that we were going to have to play physical up front, and it wasn't easy, and we did a pretty good job of it early on. And we wanted to limit their big plays, and we were able to do that for the most part. They did squeak out a few here or there, and then it wasn't until later, after we'd subbed down a little bit, that they were able to get some big yards on the board.
In talking with Caleb Ober to the Penny High of Hamilton Hornets, we talked to me and Tom Johnson last week that South Harrison would be the home team, but you played your football on that field, so... did you tell the guys, hey, I've played here, it's exactly the same as the field at Hamilton? Kind of do the thing from Hoosiers?
They don't want to know about an old guy's young glory days, but they're all aware of it. I think they enjoy going up there and winning. Any win at this point of the year is a good win.
Definitely. Let's see, looking ahead, Princeton. What a wild game they played tonight, 42-36 over Milan. They come back scoring, I think, the last three touchdowns of that game. It's a team you guys run into every now and then, but not with great regularity. They like to run the football. You like to run the football. Would you consider your team more of a power running team, or kind of more of a speed and outside team? Or
We try to do a little bit of both. We definitely have some fast kids, and we want to take advantage of their speed, but we want to be a power physical football team. But we're going to run the option with Tucker Ross and Sawyer Morrow, and they do an excellent job, and our offensive line is getting better each week. So, Princeton is going to be a very big challenge. It doesn't get any easier each week. You are able to advance, and they're coming off with a big come-from-behind victory, and I know that they'll be ready to play.